诗歌是一首，是一首在我们的诗歌本的后面第21页。我稍微提一下哈，就是我们对神的同在的认识，第一是信心，是相信神的话。他说：“你们无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会。”我就在你们中间，就是说我们奉主的名聚会的时候，他已经在我们中间。这个时候呢，我们就是要相信，这是第一步。第二步呢，就当我们感觉到有一种平静，特别你在心灵里面呢感觉到的那种的平静，那个平安那就是神同在的一个初步的记号，我们要会认识神的同在。很多时候，神与我们同在，我们不知道，因为我们没有那个学习，没有那个教导，也没有那个操练。所以，当你来到这样的聚会里头，这个安静。不是仅仅没有声音、没有动作，这个安静、这个安宁就是神与我们同在的一个记号。这是我们对于神的同在的那个认识初步的认识是这样。就是你有的人喜欢到教堂因为教堂的气氛很好。但是他们不知道，那个气氛的好就是神的同在，是神的同在所带来的。所以我们慢慢的要会认识神的同在。那再进一步呢，那就是我们能够感受到，那种平安，那种甘甜，那种的舒适。你心里面好像得到安慰，好像很满足，这些呢，那是进一步的了。那是我们要越发的相信，哦，神在这里，神在这里。很多时候，我们聚会的时候，或者我们个人亲近主的时候，神已经与我们同在了，但是我们不认识。这是一个内在的认识。不是外在的，是内在的灵里面的一种认识。我稍微提一下，以后你们离开这里回到自己的地方，你们有聚会的时候，两三个人你安静下来，你感觉到那个宁静，那就是神已经在那里一般的习惯就是，来了就谈话打招呼就。好像根本没有想到神在这里，所以我们要常常这样提醒我们自己。这是讲到有福的宁静这首诗歌，请给我们弹一遍，这样。 在神的那个安静中享受着来唱这首诗歌。哈利路亚。再来第一节，我们无限欢乐，
来到家门，心安慰这一家人。
妙天境，人间安宁，
开我心，
这样人间。这个英文的副歌跟中文的翻译哈，有一些出入的。英文的这个副歌每一节都很好，这个副歌他说是有福的 blessed quietness， 意思说我们在安静的时候啊，神就祝福我们了，那个安静就是一种祝福的状态，知道吗？那个是心灵里面的那个祝福。那第二句呢是英文哈，你们知道英文的就可以哈。Holy quietness， 说这种的安静啊，不是一般人的安静，不是那个墓地的安静，这是神圣的安静， 充满了生命，这个安静。哦，我们要学在神的同在里头哈，那个种种的福分啊。然后 ，What assurance in my soul？ 当你这样进入这种安静，你知道是神在这里的时候哈，很自然，你的心灵里面呢就有一个确据。这个 assurance 就是一种确据，一种把握。哎呀，这里太好了，这里太安全了。没有，特别在今天的这个时代里哈，没有一个地方是安全像在主里面那么安全。全世界任何地方任何时间都有可能发生啊意外的事件或者是恐怖事件。你只有在主里面深深的住在他里面呢，你才有那个安全感。今天我们到哪里去找安全感呢？是在主里面。然后他就说 On the stormy sea， 就是狂风暴雨的时候，外面的环境啊也是很混乱，我们的内心啊也是啊很紊乱不安。尤其你事情多的时候啊，你很烦躁，在这种情况之下，你来等候神，你安静在神的面前，这个时候呢 He speaks peace to me， 这个时候啊，你就感受到一种平安，说不出来的平安，那个平安就是神告诉我们我在这里啊，那就是诗篇46篇啊第十节啊所说的，你们要休息，我就是神，你们要休息 ,be still, and know that I am God, 要知道我就是神。这是他说他怎么样跟我们说平安，就是这样，他让我们先感受到。或者有一句圣经的话啊，像我刚才引用那个诗篇的话这样。How the billow cease to roll. 你莫名其妙的哈，你里面的那个狂风暴雨啊，它就平静下来了。没有一个地方，没有一个大夫那个这样的帮助我们。当我们心里面呢紊乱的时候，不安的时候，害怕紧张的时候，我告诉你，唯一能够叫我们平息下来就是到主面前来。你就是一个人退到一边，或者在你的房间里，或者在你车子里啊，你就是从人群里，从人多的地方走开一下，眼睛一闭，稍微安静在神的面前，你的心就容易安静下来。这个你说这样的安静哈，是不是很有福啊？我刚才唱的时候我就注意到，我就看了一下这个英文哈，第二节这个英文呢，他说 Bringing life and health and gladness all around this heavenly guest。 当你一来到主的身边呢，这里他说是属天的贵宾、哦、这是这个英文的翻译。当你来到那个耶稣的身边的时候哈，所带给你的就是生命，就是健康，就是喜乐。我深深相信这些年主给我们的身体哈，我80岁以前呢我都没有吃药，我也好像没有看过医生。我想这个跟我那个等候神哈的生活有关系，就是在他的面前啊，这些福分啊常常都是在我们不知不觉当中神带给我们。只是我们不认识啊，或者说只是我们的心呢不够在他的身上，我们常常都是想到在他以外的一些事情，甚至于在事工上，在服事上，我们都有我们自己的理想，自己的想法啊，我们要变成怎样怎样，我们的事工要怎样怎样啊，我希望追求到将来我是怎么样怎么样一个属灵的人，像什么什么样的人。我们很少想到耶稣，我们的问题就是在这里。 只有耶稣他是永远的磐石，他是我们啊灵魂的锚所抛的地方。希伯来书告诉我们，我们那个灵魂的锚的 anchor of our soul， 我们就是在耶稣那里。那接下去呢，他说 banish the unbelief, sadness, change thou weariness to rest。情况改变了，我们那个疑惑不幸啊被挪去了，忧伤也被挪去了，我们那个疲惫呢啊就转变成安息了。你看多么好，你看这个是安静等候神所带来的那个福分。好，我就节省一点的时间。好，第四节呢，他说 See, a fruitful field is growing. Bless the fruit of righteousness. 你看这边哦，当神这样的祝福倾倒下来的时候啊，这里就说到哈，这块田呢、就有出产。Fruitful 就是结果子，有出产的意思。这块我们的心田呢，就很自然就有果实这样长出来。那这是什么果实呢？公义的果实，就是啊，都是在耶稣基督里，就是耶稣基督里面的好处啊，都让我们得着。我们越来越多就是结出那个公义的果子，义果，义的果子。我们对于义哈、的解释，以后你读圣经不要离开耶稣，因为耶稣是那义者，不要想到义是耶稣之外一个什么东西。比如公义哈、公义是耶稣基督的一部分，只有在他的里面，我们只有把他从我们身上活出来，才有那个义。义就是在神看来啊，对的，就像他的爱子耶稣基督一样。然后最后一节好宝贵哈、你看 What a wonderful salvation where we always see his face。 这个救恩哈、最美妙的最宝贵的部分就是让我们可以得见耶稣的容面，就是能够亲近他的意思。不是说我们看到什么，但是你跟他那么近，你觉得他那么宝贵，那么可爱，这是这个救恩最宝贵的部分。不是我们灵魂得救了，我们上天堂了，我不下地狱了，不是这些，或者再有一点好处，我们的病得了医治了，我们的祷告得到答应了，这些当然都是很好，都是神的作为。但是这个还不是耶稣的面容，耶稣的笑脸，那是我们的满足，是我们的能力的秘诀。你看，然后 What a perfect habitation， 这是说这个住所啊，这个住的地方，你到哪里啊去找到一个房子有那么好啊，有那么多的福分可以给你啊。What a perfect habitation， 与主同住哈、就是那么十全十美。What a quiet resting place， 这就是保罗所说的哈，那个出人意外的平安，出人意外的平安。The peace that passes understanding， 这是我们没有办法领会的，但是这是我们的福分，这就是福音带给我们的。我们对于福音的、那个认识，那个体会啊，不能停留在仅仅得救的层面，那是 A B C 的 A， 我们还没有进到那个。不能停留在那里，所以我们一直要传福音啊，要传啊，因为福音是无限的。不要我们自己，还有特别告诉别人，告诉那些信耶稣的人，你不要停留在仅仅得救层面的里面，有更深啊，有更高的福分在后面。你看多么好，赞美主。好，那我们现在 我们就来把那个第一节第二节哦，或者二四二四五啊，你能够唱英文的就唱英文啊，要么你就唱中文也可以。我把那个意思哈，这样解释一下呢，就把这诗歌的原意啊哈，就告诉大家。我因为一直都是双语，我以前的工作是都是双语，我是在新闻界呢是中文采访，是英语来写作，所以我很方便，两种语言很方便。好，所以我们来二四五号，特别刚才我所解释的，我们一起来唱，唱完了来享受。你唱的时候哈，就是在信心中就来支取。好，比如你唱到那个健康哈，你就领受主啊，你赐给我，我要那个神圣的健康。这是我以前常常所要的，我80岁没有吃药，我就是相信那个神圣的健康啊。有的人相信神医，那是很好，但是你若能够相信啊神的健康，神赐的那更好。好，一起来享受，请再给我们弹一句，然后我们你能够唱英文就唱英文哈，二四五三节。聚会哈，怎么样聚会也是需要学习的，尤其是在圣灵中来聚会，在圣灵中带领聚会，在圣灵中怎样来聚会，这是都是需要学习的。如果我们会聚会，我们在每一次聚会当中我们都能有所学习，有所得着，就是看你会不会。那带领聚会 特别在圣灵中带领聚会，那是需要我们在生活中要学习怎么样让圣灵来带领我们。如果我们在生活中做什么说什么去哪里都让圣灵来带领的话，那我们要来带领聚会的时候呢，那就很自然的就来跟随圣灵。那我就是稍微讲一下，就是我们怎么样聚会如果我们会聚会的话，我们会在每一个聚会里头，尤其是这样的特别的聚会，特别的聚集每一次聚会里头都有所得着。那所以就是要留意有的聚会很丰富，我们在一堂聚会里头有很多的领受有的不是那么丰富，但是你也有得着。总之我们来聚会不应该是空手来，也是空空的回去，要不然我们为什么要聚会？而主耶稣他说你们无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会呢我就在你们中间。他在我们中间做什么？他不是偶像，他是永活的神，他是赐福的神，他是做工的神，他是帮助我们的神，他是供应我们的神，他是改变我们的神。所以即使两三个人我们今年就是比较鼓励多一点小组我们这个网校只要有两个人两三个人那就可以上我们的网校。我们是觉得越多越好因为主耶稣他看重这个小组聚会主耶稣他说无论在哪里有两三个人，有两三个人我就与你们同在呀。他没有说必须要两三百个人两三千个人我才与你们同在。好像主特别看重这个小组聚会。我在说不要忽略这个小组聚会。你们有的人没有参加的回去我要参加小组聚会。如果你可以带领聚会的还没有带领小组的，应该也有两三个人要来带。但是呢你要会让圣灵来带靠自己当然是不行这样。昨天晚上我们有讲到那个哥罗西书第一章那个一个重点，我觉得今天早上我们要补充一下，然后呢我就请我们的今天的这个特别的讲员来讲那就是在那就是在18节前面都讲过他是在万有之先，他是万有的创造者万有都靠他而立，万有是为他造的，也是借着他造的，也是为着他造的。所以前面讲到你看基督我们的主在神的心意中，在他的计划里面或者说在整个宇宙当中，你看到他的地位是那么的崇高，是超越一切的，是超越一切的。他在宇宙里头他的地位是这样那下面就讲到在教会中神的心意在教会中，18节就说他也是教会全体之首，他是全教会的头。记得我们这些服侍他的人，牧师传道要记得我们不是头，我们要常常提醒我们自己，我们不是头，只有他是头，他是全教会的头，宇宙性的教会，无论在哪里的教会他是头。我们特别我们做牧师的尤其是 我们给自己一个衔托叫主任牧师，哦，我们也很小心，这么多年来我都不敢用主任牧师，是吧？嗯，哦，要防备一种心态，我是主任牧师，我是牧师，我讲的才算数，哦，我们要防备这种心态。什么时候你有这种心态，要记得哈，耶稣不是偷了，你变得偷了。所以下面呢，我就是我要那个点，昨天晚上没有提出来哈，就是他是元首哈，使他可以在凡事上居首位，在宇宙里头，神已经立他为主为基督，并且呢，神呢已经啊叫万有啊都伏在他的脚底下。只剩下哈仇敌，他现在只是等候仇敌做他的矫正，现在因为仇敌知道他的时间不多了，那只是一个时间问题，这是神规定的时间，也不在仇敌的这个，仇敌的命运是神所规定的，他知道他的时间不多了，但是在神的计划中啊，在整个的宇宙当中，神的心意哈，啊，是要基督做万有的元首，并且呢做教会全体的首，全体的元首，做头。那下面呢就说，因为神已经立他在万有之上，也是教会的头，所以呢神的心意就是要他在凡事上居首位，在一切的事上居首位。教会应该是什么？教会无论做什么都是要让基督来做居首位，要先祷告，要先问，要高举耶稣基督，要让人所看到的所听到的都是耶稣基督，而不是啊什么人，什么特别有名义的人，不是那一个。每一个聚会啊都应该是让基督居首位，换句话说，人进到这个聚会里面呢，不是什么人在那里活动啊，不是什么恩赐在那里彰显，乃是哦主在这里，主在做事情，要让他在凡事上居首位。那么用我们普通的话来说啊，我们无论做什么都应该要问一问主，主啊，这是你要的吗？这是你要的吗？这是神的心意，他应该在凡事上居首。你看今天主耶稣在教会里面是占什么样的地位？今天恐怕一般的教会，如果要譬如要牧师吧，要聘请牧师吧，那么都是要执事会、长老会要来，好像世界的方式哈，也要面试，要 interview 这样，然后试了讲道，然后呢，在大会里再来选举投票，而且有的规则章程规定啊，一定要三分之二的票才能够当选，这个不是跟世界的组织一样吗？那么，请问说，基督是头在哪里？基督在凡事上居首位啊，在哪里？我们多么亏欠我们的主，今天教会多么亏欠我们的主，他的地位，他的主权在哪里？很多事情都是开会哦就决定了。在美国的教会，很多委员会，所谓这个小组委员会，委员会开会，或者执事会、长老会开会，就这样通过了。要让基督在凡事上居首位，这是神的命定，神永远的计划。连我们个人的生活都应该是这样，要让基督来居首位，要问过我们的事业、我们的家庭、我们的婚姻。我讲一点我自己的事情哈，我们家里哈，我们后来我们有五个女儿哈，两个儿子，后来 这三个小女儿在家里面的时候，她们渐渐长大了，那么就难免我们就会想到啊，这个选择婚姻对象的问题。所以我趁着她们还住在家里面呢，那就跟她们呢就查考圣经，就是找一些原则啊，就是啊，你们选择对象哈、啊，是应该选择什么样的对象？那我们就查了，我们列出来好像有11个原则，因为其他几个孩子都大了哈、啊，他们都不在家里，后来他们都没有这样的机会，都结婚了，都是照着自己的意思。所以呢，我也在这里很坦白说，老大老二的婚姻啊是失败的，这下面三个孩子的婚姻都是成功的。主要的原因是什么？我们在这11个原则里面呢，第一个原则就是啊，必须清楚是神的旨意，要问过，要好好的祷告，要求印证。这一个对象，神啊，我该嫁给他吗？是你给我预备的吗？或者是，弟兄，这个对象我该娶吗？这是你给我预备的吗？所以在我们家里面呢，就是很明显的，没有这样照着这些原则的，那个婚姻是失败的。照着这些原则，那最重要的就是神的旨意。也就是啊，我这里所说的要让基督去首位。你在你选择对象的事上，你一定要问过主，要很清楚是不是神的带领。我只是举一个例子哈，就是在我们的生活，这个婚姻因为是终身大事了，所以必须要很清楚。为什么今天好多的婚姻失败？为什么离婚率啊，这那么高啊？不仅是在外邦人，就是在基督徒当中，甚至于在一些教会的牧师当中，都婚姻有失败的情况。我想主要的原因就是啊，没有让基督居首位，在他们家庭里面，在他们的教会里面，如果我们要是在凡事上让基督居首位，我告诉你，你是最有福气的，你是最安全的，最蒙福的，什么好处都不缺。我告诉你，因为这是神的话。诗篇里面不是有这样一句话吗？他说少壮的狮子还有缺食忍饿的时候，唯有寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。你把基督放在首位第一位，这是我们要学习的啊。我这些年来我就是学习啊，就是不要随便做一个决定，也不要按照自己啊所喜欢的或者不喜欢的是对的是不对的不要按照这一些。那比如我们40多年前来美国吧，我是不想来的，我已经来过美国了。我那个时候给我的印象不是很好，我是不想来。我想什么？我是最想的就是定居在台湾。但是呢，后来神不是这样带，神一直让我们看见，细节上我就不说，因为时间的关系。后来神就做工啊，就让我们就是不安呢、睡吃都不安，必须要来面对啊这个来美国的事情。你想想看，如果那个时候我要是照自己的意思留在台湾，还有呢现在我们已经来到美国，我就回想我们来到美国的那个一家的生活都不一样，这个孩子们所受的教育，还有我们在属灵上的得着，还有我们呢和这个 Ridgewood 的这个教会的这个关系，等一会儿我们会知道一些他们的历史哈。我们在这一条内在生活的这个道路上哈，走呢是跟我们认识这个教会的创始人呢， 中文呢，就是大家称他叫吴老牧师，我跟他的认识是有直接的关系，就是让我定下来了。以前呢，是走在这条路上哈，好像啊，还没有那样的肯定，被人呢肯定。自从我认识了这个吴老牧师，还有然后他的一些亲戚教会以后呢，我就定下来了。呀，你们啊。很重要，如果你们认为这个内在生活这条路是对的哈，你要定下来，定下来。我可以告诉你，这几十年来哈，我现在活到八十几岁，我这条路啊五六十年，我告诉你，我都其他的什么路啊我都看过，我都经过过，告诉你，而且不是人数少的，那是人数啊团体人数很多的哈，我告诉你。就是这一条路，为什么呢？这条路就是耶稣，耶稣说得很清楚，我就是道路、真理和生命。你离了耶稣，你没有路。阿门。赞美主，他就是我们的道路，当然他是我们的生命，他是我们的一切。有的时候啊，我真的不知道哈，要怎么样的大力的。大声疾呼地告诉你，耶稣就是一切，你如果没有耶稣，你没有路， 你的路是往死亡的道路上走。有时候我巴不得我能够有那么大的声音啊，这样来喊叫啊，好像把这个真理哈、啊、能够说到人的里面，除他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名字可以叫我们得救的，除他以外没有道路，没有生命，没有真理。他是我们荣耀的盼望，也是这个世界哈唯一的盼望，每一个国家的盼望，不是在别的宗教啊、哦、别的什么神鬼，那就是在这位创造万有，在万有之上爱子，就是那不能看见之神的像，这是你我所信的主。阿们。哈利路亚，赞美主，荣耀归给主。哈利路亚，谢谢你。我们唱一首歌，然后我们就介绍我们的那个要一直注视耶稣，这是在我们诗歌的这第二集的第三首，在我们这个诗歌的背面哈，要一直注视耶稣。Hallelujah. 主啊，保守我们坐在你面前的每一位弟兄和姐妹，保守我们的心怀意念，保守我们的眼目永远定睛在你的身上。主啊，靠着你的圣灵帮助我们能够切切地保守我们那一颗爱你的心，让那起初的爱一直在我们的里面越过越单纯，让我们的眼目越过主啊能够看到耶稣，只等到你把我们带到一个地步，举目不见一人，只见耶稣。主啊，求你把这样的一个亮光深深地坐在每一个弟兄和姐妹的里面，因为你就是世界的光，你说跟从你就不在黑暗里面，并且得着生命的光。主啊，将这生命的光照在我们的里面，因为你说这个福音荣耀的光已经照在我们的心里面，并且反映在耶稣基督的面上。谢谢主，你带领我们以下的聚会，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们阿们阿们。把荣耀归给主，哈利路亚，赞美主。那我们今天呢有一个特别的一个讲员，好，他是哈佛大学的历史家博士，专门研究美国宗教历史的。他也是这一个营地所属的教会创始人的一个，应该是叫好像外孙女这样的他的父亲就是这个教会，这个教会的也是主任牧师之一了我有幸跟他的父亲来了美国很多年认识给我有很好的榜样，有很好的交通，很多的帮助呀。那他现在呢是在那个全球布道家那个格里汉他的母校叫辉腾大学做教授呀。那他是教宗教历史的。那今天他跟他的先生一起来到我们当中，那我就请他跟我分享一点啦，从他历史的角度来讲一讲那个特别在美国的五旬节的运动，美国的教会的历史，还有现在教会的那个状况那我就想凤莲牧师可以翻吗？或者都可以。好，感谢主。We have a treat this morning. We have a distinguished speaker in the person of our friend Edith Blumhofer. Usually she's referred to as Dr. Blumhofer, but we call her Sister Edith. Come. Hallelujah. Oh. And let me also introduce her husband, brother, Ed Blumhofer. 跟他的先生。Yeah.还有他的历史号 Sarah, 就是以前吴牧师的小吴牧师的女儿 Sarah. We haven't introduced you yet. Okay. And also, we want to recognize the saints here who have worked for long years at Pilgrim Camp. Sister Alisa, Sister Elsie, Sister Elsie. All right. Thank you.
Brother Tom is back there too, she's saying.
Yes, Brother Tom, 他是这个原地的照顾者。Brother Tom, Andrea, he's always hiding. Now, Pastor
Lynn from Malaysia. She will be translating for you.
Well, I'm very happy to be here and to meet so many new members of my family, brothers and sisters in Jesus.
我非常高兴看到大家在这里，尤其是在主里的家人。
I'm sorry that Brother Chow did not have a good impression of America.
非常的抱歉，我们的周弟兄对美国没有很好的印象。
Because we had a great impression of him.
因为我们对他实在有很好的印象。
I remember when my Uncle Hans came home from Taiwan on his first visit there, I think.
我记得我的安哥这个吴老牧师从台湾回来。
He was preaching there and he came home and said, I had the best interpreter because his heart was beating with my heart.
吴老牧师回来就说我在台湾有一个最好的翻译员因为他的心跟我的心是跳同样的。
And that was how I first met Brother Chow, and then he came to the faith home when I was very young.
那个时候是周弟兄第一次我遇见他他也来到信心之家。
And ever since then, we've had a close friendship with this family. They are like part of our family, all of them.
从那个时候开始我们跟他们就建立了美好的关系就好像家人的关系这样。
I even had two of them at Wheaton College. Two grandchildren made it my way.
他的两个孙住在我们的大学里面。
This morning as I came in here, I was reminded of a song that we sang very often when we were in the Ridgewood Church and people came from many places to visit.
我今天早上来突然想起一首诗歌尤其是在我们教会利基屋教会里面那首诗歌。
It went like this. They come from the east and west.
这个歌词是这样从东西到来。
They come from the lands afar.
他们是从远地而来。
To feast with the king. To feast with the king, to eat with
him. 与王同坐席。
To dine as his guests.
跟王一同用餐。
How happy these pilgrims are.
这些的圣徒是多么的喜乐。
So you are all happy pilgrims at Pilgrim Camp right now.
所以我们这些圣徒都是非常的喜乐。
And it goes a little, I'll just read that rest of that verse. It says, beholding his, God's hallowed face. Beholding his face.
就是看着他们的脸。
A glow shining with a light divine.
他们的脸充满着荣光。
We are blessed partakers of his grace.
我们在他的恩典中我们是有份的。
As gems in his crown to shine. The jewels in his crown.
他的衣着的宝那个装饰能够画出这个光辉。
This is a special year here at camp. It's the 70th anniversary of this property being part of our fellowship.
这是七十年的营会这是我跟我们一起的团契。
And in December, the church that founded this, the pastor who founded this, celebrated its 90th anniversary.
12月的时候这个创办人啊庆祝他90周年的生日。
And,
教会。
The church. And it was the pastor of, the founder of the Ridgewood Church, we call him Uncle Hans, because he was my uncle, my father's uncle, who, had the vision, the idea for a camp.
这个创办人是我的安哥是我的叔叔
爸爸
的叔叔
and what a blessing this place has been a place to gather and to seek God a place set aside
是多么有恩典就是看到这个地方能够分别为圣是为着主而预备
at the first meeting at camp,
在营会的第一次的聚会,
my father preached,
我的父亲啊在讲传讲信息,
from the book of James,
从这个雅各书里面说,
on the verse, draw near to God,
就是亲近神,
and he will draw near to you,
他就会亲近我们,
and he encouraged the camp founders, those who were beginning here.
他就鼓励当时创办这个营会的营地的人
to make that the principle on which they operated the camp, the basic, the foundation. Seek God, he will come to you.
就是以这个亲近主，主必亲近你，以这个原则成为这个营地的原则。
Now, you know, if you were listening to Brother Chow, you know he gave me a lot to do this morning.
如果你听到周牧师，他好像要给我很多的功课要做。
And I thought that I would talk a little bit first about our Pentecostal movement.
我想我首先先讲到这个五旬节的这个运动。
And then I would like to situate this fellowship, what Brother Chow is part of too, all of us, and in the Pentecostal movement, because you find this is a little bit different in some important ways. I have to try this.
就是这个五旬节运动啊，这个是比较特别，我们这个 fellowship.
I'm sorry, I'm not used to being translated into Chinese. when revivals come when people are dissatisfied,
当人不满足的时候，复兴就会来到。
And in the 19th century,
19世纪的时候,
there were many Christians around the world who were not satisfied.
在世界各地的基督徒，他的心不满足。
Some were in the United States.
有些是在美国。
But this is a global story.
这是全球性的一个故事。
India.Korea,
印度、韩国、
Mongolia,
蒙古、
Chile, South America,
基利、
So many parts of the world, Europe,
欧洲在世界各地的
where people felt like the Christian church did not resemble what the Bible taught. It didn't look like the Bible.
哦，这些基督徒觉得这个教会已经不像圣经里面所说的这样。
And they were concerned because there were secular voices, science, education that were making light of the Bible, were not believing the Bible.
所以他们非常的关注，因为这社会很多各方面呢，他们是不相信这个圣经里面所说的。
And so they began to read the Bible with fresh eyes.
他们重新就开始读这个圣经。
And they found, of course, Hebrews 13:8.
他们就开始看这个希伯来书第十三章第八节。
Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever.
耶稣昨日今日到永远都是一样的。
And they wondered what that would look like in the 19th century.
所以他们就想在这十九世纪是应该是怎么样的。
The song that we just sang, A Blessed Quietness,
我们跟今早唱的诗歌有福的安宁
came out of some of that dissatisfaction.
就是在他们不满足的时刻，他们这首诗歌就是出来了。
The author was part of a group who really wanted to come into a close relationship with Jesus, to know what it meant to be holy.
这首诗歌的作者，他真的是要更靠近这个耶稣。
And she recognized that there was a lot of activity in the church, a lot of noise, a lot of doing.
他发觉到在教会里面有太多的工作，太多的活动了。
But not very much listening.
可是很少有聆听的耳。
And so that song is just one of the expressions of what she learned as she herself drew closer to Jesus.
所以这首诗歌反映出她是要这样的跟神很靠近更亲近神。
I was looking at your songbook.
我看你们的歌簿。
All of these songs
这些的诗歌里面
were written before there was a Pentecostal movement.
在五旬节之前写出的。
Most of them were written when people were hungry and dissatisfied.
这些都是当人心里饥渴慕义的时候。
And they were beginning to find Jesus in a new way, and this was their testimony.
他们就在这样的方式中寻找到耶稣，所以这些诗歌就这样的写出来了。
So when we sing these songs,
当我们在唱这些诗歌的时候，
we are part of that group in a way, we identify with them.
我们好像可以跟他们有一个同感，认同的那种的认同感。
We want Jesus too in these ways. We are dissatisfied until we have him in his fullness.
我们不满足，直到我们能够得到耶稣为止。
Saint Augustine, said that our hearts are always restless.
说我们的心常常是没有安息的。
Until we find our rest in God.
直到我们在主里面找到安息。
And that's where these expressions of worship and praise and thanks come from.
所以这些的赞美，这些的敬拜，这些的渴慕的诗歌就出来了。
So before there was a Pentecostal movement, out of this dissatisfied group that wanted to know Jesus.
在五旬节还没有开发生之前，就是这一班人，他们的心真的是非常的不满足，他们非常的饥渴。
There were groups of people gathered in associations, small groups, of people we call now holiness people. They wanted holiness. They want to be holy.
就有一般的人，他们不是很多，都是聚在一起，他们要寻求这个圣洁。
There were others who said, well, when we look at the Bible closely,
有人说，当我们读神的话的时候，
we see that Jesus can come back anytime. The second coming could happen anytime.
他们就说耶稣第二次再来随时都可以发生的，随时都可以来的。
If that is true,
如果圣经里面讲的话是真实的，
then only two things matter.
那两件事非常的重要。
I must be ready.
我一定要预备好了。
And I must make the world ready. I must work.
我也要使世界的人都预备好了。
And so they began looking at the Bible to see how the apostles were effective evangelists.
所以他们就开始研究这个圣经里面看到这些使徒们呢，他们怎样很有效的在当时。
And there, of course, they came to the story of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit, the promise that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you will be witnesses.
那么我们就看到这个《使徒行传》第二章里面讲到那个五旬节，神的灵降临了，然后使到他们得着能力，可以为主做见证。
And so they began to look at the Holy Spirit and they said, we talk very little about the Holy Spirit.
他们就看到这里面的圣灵呢，他们讲的太少了。
And there are several stories I could tell you. The wife of a famous seminary president in the United States.
有一个这里面有一些的故事，我讲其中一个故事。有一个太太是
神学院太太
asked her husband one day,
她问她的先生
Henry, what do we believe about the Holy Spirit?
她说Henry, 我们对这个圣灵呢，我们是如何的相信。
He actually wrote a book to answer her question.
他其实是写了一本书。
But everywhere, when they started to think about the work of the Holy Spirit, they realized that the church did not emphasize the ministry or the gifts or the presence of Christ through the Holy Spirit.
当他们在读这个圣经的时候，他们就发觉到原来教会里面没有真正的讲到这个圣灵的那种的同在，跟基督的同在。
And so they began to pray.
他们就开始祷告。
For themselves and for their world.
为着他们自己，也为着世界。
And they prayed that the Holy Spirit would come upon them and make them God's servants, effective servants.
所以他们就要祷告，那个圣灵能够降临在他们的身上，好叫他们成为神的使者、仆人。
So you had a movement across our denominations.
我们这一宗派呢，当时就是有这样的运动。
Outside of the churches.
在教会各地。
Where people met during the week.
他们这些人在周间的时候。
So Methodists and Presbyterians and Baptists come together if they're hungry, if they want to know something of the gospel.
这种跨宗派的他们聚在一起的时候，因为他们要认识更多关于圣灵的事。
So there were several streams of hunger and interest, several directions that it came from.
所以各方面来的就是有一样这样的饥渴，这样的渴慕。
The ones out of this who came to be known as Pentecostals,
所以就形成一个五旬教派。
Was a very small number, very small group.
不是很多人，是一小群组。
And they were people who really wanted to be sure that they had been filled with the Holy Spirit.
那有些人他们自己要很肯定自己是有被圣灵充满的。
And so they began to look in the Bible.
他们就读圣经。
To see if the Bible said there was an evidence, a sign.
看看是否有没有这样的证据有一种的记号。
And they decided that the Bible message was that you would speak in tongues, that would be the sign.
Oh, 他们就看到，哦，原来那个记号被圣灵充满的，就是说方言。
So those were the first Pentecostals.
这个就是第一次的那个五旬节。
In other ways, they were just the same as the others. Jesus is coming soon. We want to be holy. We want to be ready.
那其他都一样，就是说，我们要预备，因为耶稣要回来了，我们要圣洁，等候这个耶稣。
They're missionary minded.
我们要宣教。
At first, some of them thought,
开始的时候，有些人是这样想，
that speaking in tongues,
说方言
would be speaking in another language,
是说另外一种的语言
so they could evangelize the world very quickly.
所以他们可以向世界各地很容易的传福音。
They were especially happy to think they could learn Chinese.
他们很开心，以为说方言他们可以讲中文。
That didn't work out that way. They had a little learning to do.
可是不是这样，要学中文还是要从头学起。
But that's how the movement got going here in the United States.
当时有就是有这样的运动。
In Korea,
从美国开始。
In Korea, it grew out of very deep repentance for sin and prayers for forgiveness and wholeness in Christ.
在韩国，他们就开始有这样有很深的一个悔改认罪悔改。在神的面前。
In other places, sometimes missionaries talk to missionaries and it spread through the missionary community.
那有一些地方就是宣教士就跟宣教士一起的分享。
In parts of India, it was indigenous, it was the native population.
在印度。
Native Christians, the Indian Christians.
当地的宣教士。
Who just prayed simply for all that God had for them.
他们是很简单的祷告，就是为着神给他们的一切，他们就这样祷告。
Some of them spoke in tongues and some did not.
有些人就说方言，有些人就没有在印度。
But they went out, these girls, hundreds of girls from Pandita Ramabai School. hundreds of girls went out to preach and evangelize.
有一百个从那学校出来去传。
Okay, I don't want to make this too complicated here. But at any rate, so by 1901 to 1906, you have a movement of Christians that were self-consciously New Testament Christians.
在1901, 大概是 06, 01到06, 有一般的基督徒。
Yeah, it's like, if it's in here, then we can have it today. And here's one way of putting it. One of the evangelists said, imagine going to the restaurant, any restaurant.
有一个宣教士说你想想你去一间餐馆。
And you are given a menu.
你给他给你一个食谱。
And on the menu it says, old-fashioned no-so salvation. Let's just say old-fashioned salvation.
哦，这食谱里面有一个就是旧式的救恩。
And you say, I would like to have some of that.
那么你看了这个食谱的时候，你说我要点这个菜。
And the waiter says, sorry, we've been out of that a long time.
那个服务员就讲对不起，我们没有这道菜了。
And so you say, well, under the next thing it says, healing. I have some problems. I would like healing. I'll take that.
可能有一道菜是叫医治的我可能要点这一道菜。
And the waiter says, we should really have taken that off. That hasn't been served since I've been working here.
那服务员就说这个已经是没有了，已经是很久以前的事了。
And so it went down the whole menu.
那么就看了整个目录。
And then the evangelist said, a Pentecostal is a person who is restoring the menu.
这个传福音
This menu, right here.
这个传福音就是说这个五旬节就是要恢复这一切。
So these were people who claimed to be Bible Christians.
所以有人说显示自己是一个圣经的基督徒。
Not new denominations, not new novel ideas, but old ideas, the apostolic faith.
没有什么其他的想法，只是有这个使徒性的想法，从圣经的。
So they sometimes were forced out of their denominations and churches because they did not want to. They didn't agree. The churches did not receive them.
有时他就是因为这样，他们没有被教会接纳。
But what all of these people I've talked about, the ones who spoke in tongues, the ones who didn't,
我刚才讲的那一些人，就是有些有说方言，有些没有。
The ones who wanted holiness,
有些一般人是要寻求圣洁的。
The ones who wanted power for service,
有些要能力来服侍的。
The thing that bound them together,
把这些人就全部聚在一起。
Was their common openness to the Holy Spirit.
他们有一个同样的一样的性质，就是他们向圣灵敞开。
And so the Pentecostal movement developed out of this revival at the beginning of the 20th century.
所以这个五旬节的运动就开始了，是从这里开始。
And naturally it had many faces. It was different. It had much difference within it.
是跟以前，你说有很多不同的人，不同各方面的。
And some of the people were more interested or very interested, most interested in speaking in tongues or gifts of the Holy Spirit. They wanted the gifts.
有些人只要那个恩赐就是能够说方言。
The gifts showed, they thought, that they had the Holy Spirit.
当他们说方言的时候，他们就以为是他们已经有了圣灵的那个恩赐。
And some of them were more interested in service, mission, going.
在当中还有一般人，他们是喜欢去宣教，去服务的。
So it was power to do something.
好像能够得着能力去做一点事。
And not so much power to be something.
而不是得到能力成为所应该成为的。
And if you put it very simply,
用很简单的话来说,
you can say, well, I'm ready to go because I've been saved.
我预备好了,我要去的,因为我已经得救了。
And I have power in the baptism with the Holy Spirit because I spoke in tongues, I know.
因为我被圣灵充满,我会说方言,我有这个能力,我知道。
And now I'm ready to go.
现在我可以出去了。
And if you are not careful,
如果你不小心的话,
you can lose a lot in that relationship out of which your love for Jesus grew at first.
那因着这样呢,我们就从这里呢,失去我们跟神之间的跟耶稣之间的那种关系。
I think that when we see, or most people think about Pentecostals today,
我们看到今天很多人对于这个五旬节的看法。
At least in the United States.
我说至少在美国。
And I think we export it.
我们是出口的。
You think first maybe of media and television.
首先呢，当然就是靠这个媒体。还有那个这个传媒
，think about mega churches，
还有很多很大的教会
，famous preachers，
很出名的讲员
，and a gospel that has changed a lot in the last 100 years。
这个一百年，这个福音改变生命的福音。
So signs and wonders evangelism。
所以就神迹奇事就开始这样的传出去了。
There were people in the 1940s,
在1940年有一些人
who began to when they went to evangelize,
当他们开始去传福音的时候
they wanted to do miracles first, before they preached.
他们还没有讲还没有传福音的时候他们就要先做行神迹先。
And that will make people listen.
那个人就会开始要听了。
People are healed.
很多人得医治。
Then everybody will come.
那人就会来了。
And so what that tended to do, what that did, was to put a focus.
这样的就把我们的焦点，把一切的焦点。
On the gifts and on the person who was exercising those gifts or who claimed to have those gifts.
焦点呢就是专注在这个恩赐、能力、神迹。
Or you might find on television, some Pentecostals and Charismatics telling you how to live your best life now.
你可以在这个电视上可以看到这一切。
Have prosperity, have health.
丰盛的一个丰盛的教导健康这些。
I'm always interested in how that plays out or how that works in places where there is persecution, where there is no freedom.
我在想你在讲成功成学就是讲丰盛的时候当人遭遇到一种逼迫很悲惨的时候这个怎么样能够来成立呢
So people seem to be satisfied or seem to be hungry for something unusual.
所以人的心呢就是他们好像看起来是有一种渴慕一些不同的事。
Or something that makes me, feel good and so I can avoid suffering.
就是说只要我能够得到满足喜乐我就不用受苦。
Or they argue with each other and are divided into many groups.
或他们在当中也有一些好像就在争执不同的观点。
And the churches have often become big businesses, with executive pastors. Not just lead pastors, but executive pastors.
教会就成为什么？
像
Like the business manager.
要像商业。
啊，像商业化了，已经商业化了。
And all of this still under the name of what I started by talking about, what Brother Chow's been talking about,knowing Jesus, running after him, being hungry for him, and somewhere along the way losing that simple heart.
教会就开始失去这一块了。就是说我们要 专心的追求耶稣，我们要饥渴慕义耶稣。
So a number of years ago, I stopped studying Pentecostalism.
几年前我停止啊做这些的研究了。
As much as I used to, okay? I still study it, but not as much.
我以前常常要研究这一些啊、这个运动五旬节的运动。
And that is partly because of how the study of it is going, actually. You don't, it's not the same. Yes, this week I got a call from a doctoral student who wants me to help him understand the political theology of the early Pentecostals. And it's like, no, that's not what I do. Sorry.
其实我是这些的研究是有需要，因为还是有人会来问我关于这些的背景啊，这些的历史。我跟他讲啊。
The simplicity is gone. The place for simply sitting back and enjoying Jesus through the celebration of the Holy Spirit's presence among us is almost gone. It's rare. It's very rare.
那其实呢，借助圣灵的同在，让我们能够享受啊基督的那种的彰显啊，已经开始好像渐渐逝去了。
So.I find it more profitable to study other things.
所以我是讲，我还是去读其他的。
In the middle of the century, just after World War II,
在第二次世界大战，
you know that there were charismatic movements or new, fresh outpourings of the Holy Spirit.In many, many denominations, the Catholic Church and Protestant churches all around the world.
当时有各宗派的有一种的灵恩的运动。
And I think that revival we see in some ways as today is more what we see than the old Pentecostalism. We see the result of the charismatic renewal playing itself out on the old Pentecostal movement.
当时那个灵恩的运动，我们看也是就好像从那个第一次的五旬节的运动的延续下来的。
I haven't been to China yet, so I can only talk about the United States. But you gave me permission, so.
我还没有去到中国，所以我只能够讲美国的。
If you go to a Pentecostal church, most Pentecostal churches in the United States.
如果你在美国去到这些五旬节的教会
，you will not.See or hear,
你不会听到或者听看到
gifts of the spirit. Very little speaking in tongues anywhere.
很少讲方言的。关于主圣灵的恩赐
you will not sing this kind of music.
哎，你也不会唱这些的诗歌。
You'll find drums.
你看有鼓
and cymbals and darkness. You turn out the lights.
他们就把灯关得暗暗的。
And a stage without a cross.
然后这台上就没有十字架的。
And you'll hear a lot of noise, and you'll stand up a long time.
然后你要站在很久，你听到很多的声音。
Very, very different from what we're experiencing and treasuring here.
跟我们这里是完全完全不一样的。
And my purpose is not to say that there's nothing good.Anywhere else, because God works among His people in many ways in many places.
我不是说那些不好，我只是说神，是神其实是在很多各方面都在做工的。
But my purpose is to help you see where we fit into this bigger picture.
我主要的目的就是要让大家能够看更大的一个图画。
Most of the people who truly hungered for holiness.
多数的人，他们其实真正的是有一种渴慕或者一个饥渴圣洁。
Never became mega churches or large groups.
不是说要成为很大的教会。
But everywhere, in every denomination.
可是每一个宗派，每一个地方。
You find such people.
你一定会。有一般人是这样的。
And so for us, we came into this, or our founders came into this through being touched by that early Pentecostal movement.
我们的这一个创办人啊，他们其实也是跟有跟这个五旬节有一点的关系的。
And I just want to focus a little bit on the streams that we represent and treasure. Not because it's better, not because it's the only way. I don't want to go there. But I do want to say this is God puts truths, I think, to be treasured in certain places. And, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I forgot. I have
to translate. 我们的营地的创办人呢，我们有一块，我们觉得这个是我们所要珍惜的。就是我们不是说这一块是最好，但是我们是知道神给的。
And one thing we notice a lot in the history of the church,
我们知道这个关于教会的历史，
is that people very often criticize where God planted them, where they were put.
通常这些人呢，如果神把他放在一个教会里面呢，他们常常都在里面批评的。
And they go somewhere else because it looks better.
因为他们都
觉得 more interesting.
他们都觉得别一个地方比较好，他们就要去别一个教会。
That was actually one of the complaints against the healing evangelists, like Oral Roberts and T.L. Osborne and, oh, the people who are out there today too, a complaint.
今天有一些有名的讲员，好了 Oral Roberts 这些，他们讲就是这些人他们常常都在乱跑。
People left the churches to run to see the healer, or to see the big evangelist.
他们从教会呢，这间教会跑去另外一间教会，要看更好的讲员。
Instead of staying in the small group where God placed them,
本来应该是是好好的，在这个地方，神把它放在这个地方，留在这个地方。
And valuing the community of believers, the prayers of the pastor, the leadership of that God had given them.
好好的珍惜神给他在这个地方里面，在这边地方神所带给他们的。本来是应该是这样的。
Is this Chinese? Oh, good. So we'll open it up to John.
John.
Now, during this late 19th century,
在19世纪末后的时候，
interest in the Holy Spirit, during that time when people rediscover the Holy Spirit,
那个时候人就开始对圣灵呢又有兴趣。
Some of them noticed that the Holy Spirit'spower and role was focused on revealing Jesus.
那有些人是说这个圣灵呢它是来彰显耶稣。
And that there was as much about being in him, by him, through him, if you look at those phrases in the New Testament, as there was about you'll receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
所以他们就在这个圣经里面呢，从看到是在基督里面的就是借助他的或者靠助他的。
So just a couple verses in John 14, 16 to 17. I'll let you read it in Chinese. 16 to you read it in Chinese.
我们在约翰十四章第十六、十七到十九 ，16 to 19, 18到十八。约翰福音十四章第十六节到十八，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
And so they read these verses about the Comforter coming and revealing Jesus, instructing us, growing the life of Jesus within us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以当他们读这些这经节的时候，他们就看到这个保惠师，他就是要能够好像彰显耶稣这样在我们的里面。
My grandfather came from Switzerland.
我的公公从祖父 瑞典来。
And when
瑞士。
He was a young preacher.
他是个年轻的传道人。
And when he arrived, he went to a small Bible school so he could study a little bit in English.
他到来的时候，他去一间很小的神学院去，然后他也读一点英文。
And there he met one of the leaders of these hungry people who wanted to know Jesus in his fullness.
他就认识了一帮人要认识耶稣。
And there he got into his heart two things. There are two comings that matter, he said.
那么他就有两件事对他来说是很重要的。
Jesus will come to us.
耶稣是来找我们。
And that was the story of the Bible as you look forward to the coming of Jesus. He will come. He is coming.
那个是讲到耶稣再来，他会再来到我们这里。
And now Christ will come into us.
那么现在耶稣就来到我们里面，就是在我们里面。
And by that, they didn't just simply mean he'll forgive your sins.
借助这样他就会饶恕我们的罪。
It meant, of course, that Jesus will move in and take control. And that when he does that, he becomes all in all to us.
那耶稣就进到我们的里面，然后呢，他就成为我们一切的一切。
It puts, when he comes the second time, when he takes charge, he puts the I out. He puts us out. The I, we would say in English, the letter I.Chinese, it's probably not quite that clean, huh?
他来就是要把我的老我拿走。
So not I, but Christ, right?
不再是我，乃是基督。
And, you know, these people learned some wonderful truths from the Bible.
这些人就从圣经里面读到了这些真理。
That we do not have to try...to attain this. We don't have to try to get ourselves to this place.
所以我们不需要是靠自己的努力去得到这一个。
Actually, we can't.
我们也做不到。
Only he can do this for us. Only Jesus can open our hearts to receive Jesus.
只有耶稣才能够为我们做这个，就是他打开我们的心，让他进来。
All that we need to do is abide in him.
我们只需要做一件事，就是住在他里面。
Now, since I looked at the hymns in your hymn book,
我看你们的诗歌簿。
I think you must have the hymn I'm going to talk about in another hymn book, a bigger one. It fits. here's one man's expression that I think is helpful in summarizing what I'm trying to say. Once, back in the past. Once it was the blessing.
曾经是一个祝福。
Now it is the Lord.
现在是主。
Once it was the feeling. You know, my feelings let me know he's working in my heart.
过去是我的感觉。
Now it is his word.
现在是他的工作。还有他的话语。
Once the gift I wanted.
曾经是恩赐我所要的。
Now I own the giver.
现在我只要这个施恩的人。
Once I sought for healing.
我曾经要医治。
Now himself alone.
现在我单单要他。
All right, so you get the idea. Jesus is everything.
耶稣就是一切的一切。
Once it was my effort.
曾经是我用我努力做。
Now it is perfect trust.
现在是完全的信靠。
Once a half salvation.
曾经我拥有这个救恩一半。
Now this might be hard in Chinese, I don't know. Now in English it says saved to the uttermost. So it says now the uttermost. Do you know what that means? It means completely.
现在是完全的救恩。
And so I think by the half salvation, he was referring to something that, you know, I come to Jesus, I have my sins forgiven, and wow, that's great, now I'm going to go to heaven. But now I understand. That's barely the minimum. Does that even cut it? We don't know when God promises us so much more.
就是说曾经我只说我得救了，我可以上天堂了，那种的救恩，但是现在不是，现在就是他的全部。
So once I tried to use him, but now he uses me.
曾经我利用他，现在他使用我。
So this truth, this secret, or this mystery,
这个奥秘，这个真理。
Of Jesus taking up his life within us.
就是耶稣让他的生命在我们的里面。
With each believer.
我们每一个相信的人。
And among us all gathered together.
当我们聚在一起的时候。
Has been precious to us in this fellowship.
这种的团契是非常的宝贵。
And that's part of why...It can seem like a different kind of Pentecostal movement when you come here.
所以当你在这里的时候，其实我们也是好像无损节的运动，但是是不一样的。
I should say that in 1954,
我应该说1954年
before all of you were born, two missionaries went to Taiwan.
两个宣教士去到台湾。
From our church in Ridgewood.
从我们的教会去到台湾。
And they had trained up here at camp. They spent summers at camp for years before they went.
他们还没有去台湾做宣教，他们就在这里受训练。
Listening to the teaching and working on the staff.
他们就在这里学习听神的话。
So at that time, they were like an extension of this fellowship and this truth that we treasure.Into the Christianity that was bursting forth in Taiwan after the fall of China.
也就是这样的聚会当中，那就是直到有这样有一个意向要去到这个台湾。
And I was thinking about that and thinking, I think my whole family, including my husband, my siblings, my parents, my uncle, aunts, everybody's been there except me. So,
我在想我全家人呢都去过台湾呢，只有我一个没有去。
That's why I'm glad I'm here.
So 今天我很开心我能够在这里。
It's easier than going there.
现在可以去了。
But anyway, this is the thing that we hold to, that we treasure, that we try to.Value and hold up among us.
这个就是在我们的当中我们需要珍惜的需要宝贵的这一块是非常珍贵的
I'm old enough to remember some old Pentecostals, I mean old timers, people who were part of the very beginning of the movement.
我想我还记得之前的那种的运动
And they used to come through New York. New York, everybody comes through New York. They land at the airport or they come by boat and we see them. That's what it seems like.
他们就来到这个纽约。
Anyway, they would come to the faith home and they would just sing and rejoice in Jesus.
他们来到信心之家，他们很单纯的，他们只是歌唱歌，然后他们就唱给耶稣。
And I was thinking about them when I was looking at this history.
当我在看这些过去的历史，我在想着他们。
I could see one of them, an old man with a white beard, sitting in a rocking chair.
我看到一个老人家，有一个白胡须，坐在那个摇椅。
Well into his 80s.
他差不多是80岁了。
Singing.
在唱诗。
Oh, what a wonderful story.
这是多么美好的故事啊
Christ to my heart has come.
耶稣在我的心
Jesus the King of glory.
耶稣是王
makes in my heart his home.
荣耀的王
Very simple.
使我的心成为他的家
Very simple. I think you do have that in Chinese, yeah. Very simple and something that many Pentecostals wouldn't understand today.
他在唱这首诗歌，其实今天有很多在五旬节运动的人都不明白这个是什么意思。
It's just not interesting to the people who study Pentecostals.
那些
not interesting at all.
那些有要研究这个五旬节的人，根本对这些都没有兴趣。
But unless Pentecost, as we say, is in my soul, unless Jesus is in me, and the Holy Spirit is revealing Him through me,
那个最后的那个五旬的运动啊，其实就是彰显耶稣在我的心里面。
then, you know, unless that's where I am, then I'm not. I don't think that I can, I don't measure up to what this offers me. And I don't measure up. And none of us measure up. And when I thought about that, I thought we're so, or I would say, you know, may I do better. We need to do better. We've known this a long time.
我觉得我需要做得更好，因为有更有一些的有更长的时间。
So, the early Pentecostal emphasis on the faith once delivered to the saints. That was what they talked about. This is the faith once delivered to the saints. It's from Hebrews.
就是早期的那个五旬节的运动，就是信心。因信成义。The first
early Pentecostals. Yeah, the first Pentecostals. So like back in 1900, 1906, 19, a long time, before World War I.
在还没有第一次世界大战之前。
They talked about experiencing the whole menu, all of this. And then they said to them that meant being in Pentecost. In Pentecost meant Jesus as everything.
在这五旬节里面就是表示耶稣就是一切。
Jesus only is our message. Jesus all our theme shall be.
耶稣就是我们的一切，耶稣就是我们所要的。
We will lift up Jesus ever.
我们要永远的高举耶稣。
Jesus only will we see.
耶稣就是我们所要看。
The church in Ridgewood that established this camp,
这个利基乌教会他们有这样的营会
had very extensive ministry in Germany and Austria after World War II.
在世界第二次大战过后，他们在澳洲，在这个奥地利，在德国都有这样的事工。
There were many.Americans trying to preach the gospel and help the people after the war.
世界大战过后有很多美国人就在传讲这个福音要帮助人。
Our group was immediately set apart.
我们这一组呢就被分出来。
And we still are that way in the history books about Pentecostals in Germany.
我们这些历史还在的还在还有这个水流。
Because they went in with this emphasis, with that song, Jesus only is our message. Jesus all our theme shall be. And so, and then they took time to worship Jesus and to sit quietly as we did today in Jesus' presence.
他们当时是这样，就是他们高举耶稣，他们要耶稣，然后他们就敬拜耶稣，就坐在耶稣的脚前。
And so they took that time, and the other German Pentecostals who came out of these revival meetings, called them the gift people.
当时这些人从这一班人出来的时候，他们叫他什么
？Kind of mystics. They're always worshiping.You know, they're always kind of not concrete going from here to here to here. They're just all about Jesus.
他们所讲的就是耶稣啊。
And knowing Jesus and having him reign in your heart.
就是认识耶稣啊，要耶稣在心里面啊。他们没有讲别的。
So some of that vocabulary is dated today, sounds old. We don't talk that way anymore.
现在我们已经是过时了，不再这样说了。
But it pointed to a truth that I think we want to guard with all diligence. Pointed to something we need to keep.
Yeah, 我们有一件事我们需要一直的持守的。
And that is that it isn't about the experiences.
不是关于那种的经。
Or the blessings.
或者是祝福。
Or the spiritual gifts.
或者是属灵的恩赐。
Or our work for Jesus.
或是我们为耶稣所做的工作。
It's only about him.
我们要持守的就是要持守住我们的耶稣。只有耶稣。
So the only thing that matters, one of the pastors, the founding pastor in Ridgewood, gave us this line, the only thing that matters.
就是这个创办人的其中一个牧师他说最主要的一件事。
Is Jesus and abiding in him.
就是耶稣然后住在他的里面。
And what a wonderful, wonderful Savior he is.
他是一个多么多么美妙的救主。
He brings me not just what I need for now when he fills me. He doesn't bring me just what I need for now, but what I need for eternity.
他不是说现在只是满足我现在的需要，他乃是要把我带到永恒里面去。
It doesn't happen once and then it's over.
不是好像只是一次就过了。
Dynamic, it's constant. He's reigning, he's subduing me, he's taking control.
他是在我里面工作，他是在来掌在我里面掌权。
Another favorite song, and I'm going to close with this, but a favorite song of this fellowship here, which I'm sure you have in Chinese, which is Like a River Glorious. Well, that song says perfect, so when Jesus comes in, it's perfect. But it grows deeper all the way. It's perfect, but it flows.
耶稣就是完全的，他会带我们进入更深里面。
It grows deeper, it flows farther. So, all that I want is in Jesus.
我所要的就是耶稣，更深更深的。
I will be happy to answer anybody's questions. This was not a very systematic run through our history.
我是说有人有问题，我是很欢迎可以解答。
When we're finished, you talk to me if you have questions.
我已经讲了你们有什么问题吗？
And thank you for your attention.
谢谢你们。
Thank you very much.
We have a few minutes.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I can take a question now,
yeah.
But don't go away from
me. I'll translate.
Oh, Brother Chow will help.
Oh, right.
Let her rest for a while. 有没有什么问题哈？他讲的哈，最重要的就是，我们也是讲圣灵，我们也是五旬节运动的一部分。但是呢，是跟其他五旬节教派是不一样的，就知道我们讲圣灵充满，跟一般灵恩的教会是不一样的。那个不一样在哪里呢？就是我们只讲耶稣，认识耶稣跟耶稣的关系。OK， 那别的可能会注重很多恩赐啊、宣教啊，这是不一样的地方。但是他也说哈，不是说我们有的是最好的，或者说我们比别人好，我们不应该有这样一个心态啊，这是不一样。当然耶稣是最好的，所以他对于整个这个所谓的圣灵的工作，特别这100年来哈，他有研究，他能够有那个分辨，那加上啊他的背景呢，他知道什么是最好的啊。有没有什么问题？有没有什么问题？对啊，好，你说，你可以说大声一点。
Okay, yeah. Oh, sure.
Hey.
I'll try to be.
In the 1950s, early 1950s, yeah. Well, in the United States, there were two places. California, in the Episcopal Church, actually, was one of the places where it started. And also in Pennsylvania, at a Catholic university called Duquesne University in Pittsburgh.Do you want to translate that, and then I'll say something else?
他问的是在美国的这个五旬节运动的这个历史。他就提到在1950年代的时候，起先是在加州，后来呢是在宾州，美国的东岸。那么在加州开始的时候呢，是圣公会，这个应该是翻作圣公会。然后在宾州呢，就是宾州大学的大学生里面有这样一个运动。
So let me talk just three quick answers, okay? in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, among the Catholics, some people had read a book by Dave Wilkerson. You know, his name, The Cross and the Switchblade. Okay.
在那个宾州大学呢，是因为有一班人他们呢，曾经看过一本书，这本书的作者叫 David Wilkerson。这个书的名字就讲到什么十字架，它也是一个灵恩运动的一部分，特别注重啊青年人，这个流浪在街头的青年人。
So he grew up in the Assemblies of God, and the book told about his baptism with the Holy Spirit.
这本书里面呢，就是因为它是神召会的背景。所以他在这本书里面写到他怎么样受了圣灵的洗。
The Episcopalians in California were in touch with a prayer group, and a prayer group that included some Pentecostal people.
那个在加州的这个圣公会的人呢，他们跟一群祷告的人，就是灵恩运动里面呢有关系祷告的人呢，有接触了。
And then in the denominations, there was an ecumenical movement, the World Council of Churches.
在圣公会里，它有一个所谓世界性的一个所谓的合一的运动。
That was in New York. The headquarters was in New York.
那个他们的总会是在纽约。
And a Pentecostal man from South Africa.
从南非来了一个五旬节派的人。
Felt that God wanted him to go and talk about his Pentecostal experience to the leaders of the ecumenical movement.
他说神要他要跟这些所谓教派合一的这群领袖们来讲到关于圣灵充满的事。
And he was afraid. He didn't know, you know, he had no appointment. He didn't know. And they welcomed him.And they said, we know there's something there, and we didn't know who to ask. We don't know those people. You know? So they asked him questions, and then they invited him to come to some of their meetings, their big conferences, and he began to spread his testimony that way, not just in the United States, but through the World Council.
那这个从南非来的五旬节的派的人呢，他也不认识任何人。后来跟他们联络上这个圣公会啊，还有这些教派合一的这些领袖们呢，就请他来讲关于灵恩五旬节运动的事。他说就这样就扩大了，不仅是在美国，也是在外国也有这样圣灵的工作。
There was one interesting line he said. When he went to these denominations, the Lutherans, the Methodists, well, he said,You know, God has no grandchildren.
他说了一句话很有意思哈，当他跟这些不同宗派的人呢接触的时候呢，他讲了这样一句话啊，他说神没有孙儿孙女。
He said, if you look back in your own history, you will find rich.Revivals, you know, the Methodists and the Baptists, you will find this teaching. It's there. You need to recover who you are and not be grandchildren. Because he said, you're grandchildren. You need to get back and be the children.
yeah. 他的意思说哈，这一些像卫理公会啊，什么圣公会开始的时候啊，都是圣灵的工作。所以他说你只要去回想一下，你不需要到第三代，你第二代你就可以找到。
Is that good for now? We can talk more later if we have time.
Okay, good. Thank you. 还有吗？其他？他是他对整个的历史，而且呢，对今天各教会的这个情况啊。他比较他接触的面比较广，他所知道的比较多呀。I wonder in the last few minutes if you would tell us something about the present state of Christianity in America. or the church conditions. If you like.
I'll translate for you. 我请他就是讲一点哈，目前呢，美国的教会的状况，这基督教在美国今天的那个状况。
There is a growing group of people in every poll, every survey.
在每一个角落里，每一个部分呢，都会有一群哈越来越多的人。
And we call them the nuns, N-O-N-E-S.
这群人呢，我们称呼他呢哈，什么都不是，意思说他不属于任何的宗派。
So people who do not attend church.
就这些不去教会的人。
And we watch that number grow over the last few decades.
这一类的人哈越来越多。
The same people will say that they believe in God, but the traditional sense of worship in the sanctuary, the traditional worship is falling by the wayside. So the mainline denominations have been getting smaller for a number of years.
那这一群人呢，他们是有信仰。可是他不去教会，而美国的这个主流的教会哈，现在越来哈越败落，人数越来越少。
And the among the evangelicals, there's more interest in non-denominational churches. So just a big church, like say a Rick Warren kind of church, a Saddleback, which is a denominational church, but nobody knows it. You know, so Willow Creek. No denomination.
这些人哈，这些人他们不加入任何的宗派，但是对于呢，比较兴旺的团体比较大的啊，像现在在美国加州有一个团体叫 Rick Warren,
Rick Warren Saddleback Church.
Yeah.
Or,
他那个是, yeah. 他那个教会现在人越来越多。
The big, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there are many churches that now change their names. You can't tell what they are because you want to be a worship center or a happy church or a family of God center or instead of being First Methodist Church, you get a new name. So you find many churches you can't figure out from the name of the church.
很多这个宗派哈，原来的所谓传统的教会宗派呢，现在都改了，名称都改了，什么敬拜中心啊，哦，什么，反正不是他们原来的那个传统宗派的名称，呀，他们希望人能够来。
One of the things that's changing a lot in the evangelical world, I think, is the music. It's probably changed already. So not using hymn books.
在这个传统的教会里面呢，哈，改变的，许多改变的当中之一呢，就是那个音乐，他们不再唱这个传统的诗歌了。
There's also a very big change in behavior. Patterns, like what is allowed. At Wheaton College, years ago, you didn't dance, you didn't drink, you didn't, what, all of that is allowed now. See, it's all changed.
比如在他所教授的这个惠特大学哈，以前呢，都不许喝酒啊，跳舞啊，用现代的音乐哈。现在都可以了。
You know, go to the movies, whatever. It's all different now. So I don't know, you know, how to measure it exactly, but it's quite different. I think we have two major groups of evangelicals who are kind of competing for being on top, okay? And one group is very reformed, very Calvinist.
他说哈，他很难衡量今天美国教会的变化，但是呢，有两个主要的基督徒的团体啊，两个都是在竞争呢，表现说哪一个好。
And they do expository preaching, very fine preaching, very solid. based, and they sing hymns. They're the more conservative group. But the larger group is much more kind of popular culture, dressed down, T-shirt, shorts, you know, flip-flops for the pastor.
<笑>这两派都是基督徒，第一派呢就是比较保守，他们讲道讲得很好，讲圣经的真理都很扎实，这样。但是呢，人数比较少。那人数比较多的呢，就是适合于现代文化的，比如穿衣服很随便啊，那么音乐什么都非常的很自由。这样这一派人数比较多。
So I think that you know the church is still we still have more people in church than most countries.We have a vigorous immigrant community. Many Korean, Chinese, kind of refreshing African, Nigerian churches, Ethiopian churches. Some of those use buildings that are used by the white church in the morning and then they meet later. And that is an invigorating, enlivening presence for us.
那另外呢，有一些啊。新进到美国来的移民，从非洲或者从拉丁美洲，特别是像尼日利亚这些，他们比较活泼。还有韩国来的移民，他们在美国的基督教的团体呢，比较活泼，比较有能力一点。好。
Yeah,
thank you so much. The Lord bless you and, 赞美主。我觉得，我们要为那个，伊德斯祷告啊，因为他也是一个很有名的一个作家啊，他写了好几本书。比如神召会的历史，还有呢，他写了那个，刚才我们唱的那个诗歌啊，那个 Fanny Crosby， 这是他写了好多诗歌的，他的传记。那他刚才提到啊，他另外写了一本书啊，讲到在我心中的五旬节 ，Pentecost in my soul， 就特别讲到哈耶稣。圣灵来怎么样把耶稣带到我们里面啊？那就是说他的影响力也蛮大。那现在他在大学教书嘛，那所以我想我们应该为他祷告。Yeah, I feel that we should pray for Sister Edith because of the position that God has placed her in, and because of the writings and the teachings and that she has done and the books that she has published. We feel that we should pray for her because of the influence that she has. I believe that God has raised her up and given her this unique position, this unique platform.From which she can really bring the truth that is needed, that she has been talking about this morning. This is in the end, is what everybody needs. And this is what God really desires ultimately to impart to his people, people that he has saved.Through his own blood shed on the cross. Yeah. 所以让我们为他一起祷告好不好 And, yeah, we all stand up. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. 赞美主赞美主 Hallelujah. 一起来围着他 Ministers, pastors, please come. Surround the Edith. Hallelujah. 好
主，我们为着我们的姐妹来祷告。主啊，你用你圣灵的恩膏来膏抹，就好像你膏你爱子耶稣一样。哇，那个膏抹，主啊，从他的头到他的头发，他的衣襟，主啊，让他主啊把这个最宝贵的信息，就是耶稣，就是你自己这样宝贵的信息，主啊，在他的合场上，在他的工作场所上，在他的那个 platform 上面，主啊，带出那美好的信息，恢复那最原始的那个爱。我单纯的就是基督是一切，谢谢主，高抹他，保守他，保守他的家，主啊，让他的所走的道路，主啊，被你祝福，以至于主啊，那个活水的江河能够流出来，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
神神高抹。观之冰云星，知道你同在，充满我全人，来深深高摩，观之冰云星。知道你同在，充满有血点英文 Holy Anointing Rest upon my soul Spirit主啊，愿你神圣的膏抹，真的是在每一位弟兄姐妹的身上。
阿门。
不但是这一堂的聚会，主啊，乃是每一堂的聚会，每一天，主啊，甚至每时每刻，你都保守我们，住在你的里面。愿你的恩膏一直在我们的身上，主啊，让耶稣基督。更完全的启示在我们的里面。谢谢主今天上午给我们的带领，主奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。